Healthy Science and Energy Show.
Well, there
well,
you are.
Well, Buddy Boo's behind me there. He just got out. We just got out of the shower. It's about, I don't know how hot it is out here today. At least 100, maybe a little less. Yeah, and so we had to take a shower. He's all wet. And he's, Buddy Boo, you're wired, dude. And here we are. And I'm making sure we're up alive on the front page. Which, let me see, we're not live on the front page yet. I guess it will be in a minute.
I see you.
So anyway, I guess you had a pretty good show last week. A lot of people said it was really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
You were real popular.
Very good.
Yeah, you were super popular.
Thank
you. Did you take a popular pill?
Did I take a popular pill?
Yeah.
Probably a shot of Shiatsu.
Oh, well, yeah, I've got it right here. I already had one before the show started.
Oh, yeah. Thanks.
Where's yours at?
Right here.
Did you run out or you still got some?
No, I got a couple of zips left.
Oh, you're down to fifth, huh? You ought to break down and get a whole case of it and keep running out. This shit lasts forever. But
how
anyway,
you doing?
Some updates here. You need to send some more healing energy over to Cameron. Had a setback after you got him tuned up. You know, the hospital got a hold of him, and he screwed up again.
What did they do to him?
Yeah, I don't know. They had to give him a platelet transfusion. So this is my newest grandson, who's 3 weeks old, and over in England, and he was born with jaundice of the liver, which is not uncommon, but this is supposedly a rare type of liver disease because he had spots on his body in his. So the idiots, instead of giving him probiotics and lots of other good stuff, they went ahead and put him on antibiotics. And you can't put a brand new baby on antibiotics.
No.
What do they do? Antibiotics is a gram-negative killer. And so you feed the baby with the mother's milk, which they mix with some chemicals, which is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You can't breastfeed. And so what happens is the kid can't digest the milk because there's no digestive bacteria cultures in his body because it's full of antibiotics. And they wonder why he doesn't get better and he doesn't gain weight. And I don't know, the in England, they have a government-paid health care system.
You're picking up.
America, we have to pay more than anybody else, but we do have the best doctors in the world over here.
Yeah.
When you know where they're at. But, of course, you don't always know where they're at. So, hey, Steve, have you got a separate phone there besides your cell phone, or what's your phone situation?
I have a private phone. I'm using it now.
Oh, have you got your cell phone handy?
Yes.
Well, call BBS Radio up while I'll talk a little bit here and tell them that they aren't getting up the... ask them what the problem is getting up the live broadcast. I don't think it's...
Well, it's very interesting. You're clear now, but as soon as we were talking about the hospital, it broke up.
Really?
As soon as you were talking about Cameron, it broke up.
Interesting.
And now it's clear as a bell.
But you're seeing me on Ustream, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the BBS front page is not on.
Okay, hold on. I'll call him. Hold on.
Yeah, I'll go ahead. And while you call him, I'll talk a little bit here.
Okay.
So anyway, I have two grandsons. One's a year, 2 years old in December, so he's a year and a half old now, a little over that. And he was born real healthy, gained a lot of weight. And then this other one was born to my daughter Mary, second oldest daughter. And she I don't think she, you know, took care of herself as well as Alana did. I have a feeling she might have put some alcohol in her system or something, which then would cause liver problems in the baby, but I'm not so sure on that. Alana was a drug addict, but for years we had problems. We had her in rehab and teen challenge and everything ever since she was about 14, but one day she saw the light. I don't know what happened when the light switched on and she gave up drugs and alcohol and then completely, and then got pregnant, had a very healthy baby. And I'm not sure about Mary, and I'm not able to really communicate with the doctors over there because they aren't going to listen. So I already sent suggestions over there, an email to them, and they just got, you know, freaked out big time. And so Steve's been, a lot of us have been putting healing energy out. I sent a list of probiotics and other things the mother should take, some salves that should go on the baby's chest, eucalyptus oil, things like that. I don't know. And then we have a thing, a new product at Paradigm called Sovereign Silver, which we're selling the heck out of right now. We're selling the heck out of everything, basically. But with the Sovereign Silver, it's a lot better than colloidal silver. It's, first of all, it's molecularly the size that the liver can process, because if you take in just any old colloidal silver, especially the homemade brands that don't have any control over the particle size, typically are going to wipe your liver out. You might get rid of a few infections, but when your liver quits, you're screwed. So stay away from that stuff. The Sovereign Silver is much more sophisticated. We also have some new mushroom formulas that are really good for building up the bloodstream and the immune system. So we're almost close to getting our new website up. However, the local people that we're working on, they're so stupid, they didn't even know what our shopping cart was. Amoeba, they didn't know what that meant. So I'm back to the creators of our new web. The new web is done. The new website's done, but it isn't completely polished off, so we haven't put it up yet. It's not going to be anything like our old one. We're probably adding 200 or 300, 400 new products. So, you know, more than 100 new products are coming up there. So we've got all new literature printed. This company is starting to take off like it did before the recession. Even though we're in a recession, we're in a growth phase, which is good. So that's what's been going on with us. And got to get Steve on the healing tonight to work on Cameron some more. I don't have the concentration and focal power that he does. It's amazing. People, if they call in for healings, they get instant results, which is really cool.
Fred, I don't have it here. It's out in my car, which is a little bit far away. I'll hang up the phone here, call them, and then they'll put me back on.
Okay, that sounds good. I'll just go ahead and rant a little bit here, you know, no problem.
Okay, now what do you want me to tell them?
Tell them that the live feed, the Ustream feed's not running on the front page of the show.
Okay, I'll hang up and call them.
Okay, go ahead. So, anyway, we see a lot of different, we help a lot of people with different problems. I've seen some head colds going around here lately, even though we're out in the mountains over the desert. And we use oxacillin, which is a French product. And we sometimes use antibiotics, but we find that the oxacillin, which actually is made from an extract of a heart of a duck, believe it or not. But the company in France that does this extract, it's so refined that even vegan and vegetarians have no problem with it. And they're a multi-million-dollar company selling this one. That's their main product. It works very well. We have antibiotics. You know, if that doesn't work, and so far I haven't had. It's worked on just about everybody. If that doesn't work and it gets down in the chest, then if you see a chest cold, and then the chest cold stays, then what we do is we have to treat it with antibiotics so they don't end up with pneumonia. Now, and most people, as long as they keep their immune system up, won't end up with pneumonia regardless. Some things that are going on out there today in this world. Radiation, we are selling a lot of nuclear, but we haven't been able to, we sell a very fine Geiger counter, one called the Prospector, another one is called something number 40, and I've owned both of them, we sold a lot of them, but is 6 months back ordered on them. And I'm kind of mad because I sold my personal one. And even though the the plutonium and the radion gas coming over from Japan is not harmful, it is accumulative. And so it's nice to know what your body is doing, and that's what a Geiger counter will do. It'll give you a daily accumulation, you know, if you take a couple of readings morning, noon, and night. So hopefully, if you want to get one of those things, place an order with us. We'll put it on hold because it'll be 6 months, but at least you'll get one because I think they're going to get back ordered further than 6 months on the Geiger counters. Buddy Boo is back there, and he's having fun. We both took a shower. He loves a shower. You know, he gets under that shower. You got to turn the water down cool because the bird runs at 105 degrees, where we run at 98.5. He runs at about 105, so he likes cooler water. Cools him down a little bit. All right, Buddy Boo? Got a lot to say. Yeah. So we're having a good time today. Our call-in, before we start getting into any topics, our call-in numbers are 888-627-6008. And now's the time to call in because people have questions out there. And when they call in during the week, they don't get their questions answered because I'm usually too busy or we charge a fee as we have overhead and I've got to cover my time over the course of the day. Fee, of course, is relinquished towards any product purchases that are made, but I'm not always talking about our products. A lot of times people call in and we don't have any products that will help them, and that's rare because we usually have something for everything. But in the case of some cases, we don't have anything. I have to recommend other things, especially when we have to go into a big vitamin regimen where I have to get one of my specialists involved, which I have a couple on the staff. They're not always here. But we take the questions down, and then the staff members will answer them. And then next time we go on the air, we can answer them, or we can call you back, depending on. And we cover, you know, all diseases of any type. We cover allergies, all that kind of stuff. Detox. Those are some of the mainstream things that are covered here during the daily. I mean, we get calls from all over the world. The big thing is electronic harassment, and that's a big topic right now. I've been contacted by the people over at Conspiracy Theory to make some comments on their show. I don't know what some of them. I sent them a book. I haven't heard from them yet, but hopefully we'll be doing some TV work again that we used to do a lot of in the past.
Excuse me. They're working on it now, Fred.
Okay, Steve. So anyhow, getting our program going here, I was going to tell you, we moved the, you know, that big system, that big quad system with the master crystal and all that I had in Laguna?
Yes.
Okay. We moved that out here.
Did you?
And we set it up in a room out here. Honey, what are you doing? We set it up in a room out here and got a vortex over here. We got a vortex at Andromeda over there. We got a kind of a Pleiadian vortex. Here we got that Andromedan vortex going.
Uh-huh.
So in the process, the last 10 days, we sold two complete systems to people, one going to Europe and one going to southern, you know, out in the south.
Wow.
Just because the energy, and then everybody's consciousness changed, shifted immediately when we activated the system. So it gives you a chance to see what our systems can do now. Have you felt the energy change back there?
Yes, I have, and a lot of my clients have felt it, too.
Yeah, well, that all started about 3 weeks ago or 2.5 weeks ago. 3 weeks ago now, we set the system up. Immediately, the vibration of this house, we had the Firestar set up, and we're running a 250-milliwatt, a quarter of a watt system of a five-line laser. And it goes down through, you know, one end of the house is about 150 feet long, so it goes the entire distance of that wing. And then it bounces off a mirror and goes into the Firestar. Immediately when we fired up the Firestar with that new laser system, we were able to have some shifts come out here again, although we did have one in January, which everybody can
go to Google it as the Marietta Temecula UFO on January 4th, 2011. You'll see the ship because it was photographed while it was here up close. And then it went downtown and got a bunch of, like a photo session with the whole entire town. So, then I had another sighting out here, and then Mikkel the other night had a huge sighting. And she hadn't had one since we were setting up a Firestar in Laguna Beach at a seminar where they were taking the Firestar in out of the truck and into the building, you know, into the hotel to set it up, and a huge ship came down over a golf course.
Really?
It was at a golf course resort. We were doing the thing, and it hovered right over the golf course. Oh, everybody saw it.
Mm-hmm.
So Firestars are really hot. We've been selling a lot of those, too, lately. You know, so the planetary consciousness is definitely shifting. Meanwhile, on the other side of the fence, they are arresting people out here in California, right and left, that sell dairy products that are, you know, raw, natural milk, goat milk, goat cheese, and some other raw products, you know, like raw foods. They're even trying to control, you know, all through the country, not just here, but even in your backyard. They're even trying to control what kind of a garden you grow. Can you believe that?
Wow, that's crazy.
And they made a law which, if you read it right, means that, let's say you grow yourself an acre of beans and corn, right?
Yes.
And theoretically, you couldn't sell them to anybody unless you had some kind of special permit. And even with a special permit, if you don't have a special permit, not only can you not sell them, you couldn't even give them away. You'd have to eat them yourself. And now what they're trying to do is take these natural ergon seeds and pull them off the market and just sell the chemical seeds like 3M and Monsanto and all those companies make.
Oh, God.
So how's that for a little fascism?
That's real fascism.
Yeah. I mean, this one lady out here in up in near Ventura got arrested. She was just working at the place, and she wasn't even selling raw products. She was selling, some other products that weren't raw. Because the store, which was part of a dairy farm, had different products besides their own.
Wow.
And she's in jail with $60,000 bond. And they came in strike units, those, you know, the squads that go out and attack people that are holed up in buildings with guns and stuff.
Oh, my God.
So, I mean, it's becoming a military state. Amazing, huh?
I'd say so.
Yeah. So, anyway, the radiator systems that we're selling, which we've been selling for a long time, come in three different configurations.
Mm-hmm.
You've seen those, haven't you? Have you ever used one?
No, I haven't used it, but I've seen them.
Yeah, it's different than the projectors that we sell. Completely different. Does completely different things. Yeah, the self-help system is run a radiator column and a pyramid over your bed, a meg orb underneath it, a plastic plate, and a small Tesla generator that connects to it.
Right.
The whole thing sells for about $3,000. And so then you put a picture in there at night in the bottom of the radiator on the Megor chamber, and you'll dream about what's in the picture. If you put If you put a tape in there about, let's say you a seminar tape, you'll absorb the tape even though it's not in a tape recorder.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a self-help system. The quad system is a four radiator system, with two facing in and two facing out, which creates a swastika-type energy.
Right.
Which is not negative. Hitler, of course, everybody thinks of swastika and Hitler. He knew what the energy force was. It's called, Benton called it Fohatic force. And what it does, it allows you to transmit and receive simultaneously things like we do with the projectors. But it does it in a scalar fashion rather than a quantum fashion, which is what the new way of doing it does.
That's incredible.
Then we have a system using irradiators with seven of them, which is a, we used to sell it as a levitation system, but we had one lady levitate 30 feet off the ground and then crash afterwards and break her arm and leg. So
we stopped selling it as a IED levitation system and made it a giant self-help system. That's called our System 3, and all these are explained in our book, Rays of Truth, Crystals of Light.
Right.
Pretty cool, huh?
Very cool.
So what have you been doing all week, for the last 2 weeks?
Just been massaging. I hurt my back today, so I'm sort of taking it easy.
How did you do that?
Massaging.
Really?
Massaging, yeah. I just I pulled my back, and it, you know, I had to cancel my last client and just come home.
Oh, what? Really? Oh, you're not doing them in your house anymore?
No, I have a an office. Somebody in my complex here didn't like the idea that I was massaging at home.
Sounds like we have a caller on the line.
Yeah. Hello?
Hello, it's Jeannie White. How are you guys?
Very good,
good.
Thank
everything
you.
With you?
Good, good. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah,
yes.
You could be a little louder, but you're okay.
Okay,
so
Dr. Bell,
in the background named Buddy Boo. He's just trying to get in on the conversation. So where are you calling from anyway?
I'm in Chicago.
Oh, good. Nice and humid back there today, I'll bet.
I purchased a nuclear receptor 2.5 years ago.
Oh,
and
good.
Then I received my receptor about 5 weeks ago. And I call Steve periodically, and we figure out what colors and stones to wear. And so I'm having an interesting reaction to the projector.
Oh,
and I wanted to share that with you. Pardon me?
You just receive it? Or you had it a while?
I received the projector about 5 weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
And I wear it periodically, but I can only wear it for a period of time because then I develop a rash on my chest, and I get these tiny little bumps, and they itch.
Mm-hmm. That's
and so then I will take the necklace off for a couple days and let the rash heal up. And in the meantime, I started seeing a chiropractor who's doing laser therapy on certain of my body parts. And now I'm developing a rash that's spreading all across my stomach.
Interesting.
And the rash on the chest comes in relation to wearing the projector. And I don't know if the rash on the stomach is related to that or not. Have you heard of any reaction like this?
Only when people have high acidic bodies, their pH is way off, or heavy metal poisoning. And what happens is, in the case of acidic, you have a silver projector that's not plated, right? Is your projector
all my necklaces are
silver
plated.
Huh? It's gold plated?
Both of them. Yes, they are gold plated.
Okay. And the gold is a heavy plating. What does the back of the projector look like? Is it nice and shiny gold now?
Yes.
Okay. Then it's not, it doesn't sound like a pH reaction. It sounds more like a toxic reaction from the immune system. And so you have your chiropractor run allergy tests on you. There's several different tests that they can run. One's called the wheel effect, but you need to be tested for allergies because you're obviously probably eating something and you're allergic to it. And the way allergies come about, let's say you become allergic to brown sugar, okay, just as an example. Okay, you've been eating brown sugar all your life and cookies and different things because you know it's better than, you know, regular white sugar. Okay, now all of a sudden you reach a certain age, you start breaking out and you have an allergy test and the allergy says you're allergic to brown sugar. And you say, well, I never was before. Why am I now? And this is quite common. And what happens is this. Your circulation of air coming into your body comes into your lungs, is processed through the lungs, through the aorta valve, the heart, and then directly up through the trachea into the base of the brain. In the base of the brain, the arteries are coming in from the heart, transporting the blood directly from the lungs with oxygen in it. They go into the circle of Willis
in the brain, and that circle of Willis is responsible for balance and other things. But the problem with it is that it's going from a quarter of an inch of arterial size to a millionth of an inch, which is a vein size. So when you go from a quarter of an inch to a millionth of an inch, you have what we call a filter. And so the brain starts filtering off all the things that are, you know, toxic in your bloodstream over a period of a lifetime. And usually people start developing allergies in their late 30s, early 40s. And that's because the brain has gotten blocked. The blockage is now extended into the center of the brain, into the hypothalamus. And what happens is it no longer sends out really strong digestive signals to the parts of the body that digest, like the large intestine, the liver processing, and the kidney processing, and the spleen processing. Spleen processing the life force from the oxygen to your body. So as a result, things that were borderline in your body in the first place now become drastically a problem. And so you start developing allergies. And we started studying that 40 years ago when I was working with a bunch of doctors that are world famous. Some of them are like Nathan Predikin, for example, is not here anymore, so Julian Whitaker took over. But a lot of names people would know. And so what happened was we developed a pyramid called the power dome, a silver power dome. And what we found out is that when you wear the silver power dome on your head, it sets up a frequency in the brain that starts scaling all of these arteries that have been, plaque has been building up in your brain, in the veins there, over your entire lifetime. The first symptoms of that is the liver gets overworked because it dumps this junk back into the bloodstream and it carries it down to the liver where it's strained out. If the liver gets too much straining going on, it produces what are called acetaldehydes, which then give you headaches. So you need to take the pyramid off, drink water, thoughts of it, the headache goes away, put the pyramid back on. This process is so strong that we can take people that haven't smoked cigarettes in 10 years. And you know when there's so many toxins in tobacco and the preservatives in tobacco, and that's going directly, you know, into your bloodstream, into your brain, you know there's a big nicotine buildup in there pretty quick, and that doesn't go away. So we take somebody that hasn't smoked a cigarette after 10 years, put that power dome on them, and usually for about 4 to 6 weeks, it's worked enough of that nicotine loose in the brain that when the person goes to the bathroom and passes urine, it smells like an ashtray. That's proof that it works. You know, after they get through the ashtray process and the urine clears out, the mental clarity that people have is like when they were very young. It's amazing. And that's been one of our products now for about 35 years. It works very well. That's probably something you might want to look into.
Now, you know, I have
find
the
out what
fire
your allergies
dome,
are, but if you want to get rid of them without even knowing. You know about
what
that, right, Steve? Huh?
Hello?
Dr. Bell.
Are you there? I was asking you.
Yeah, I'm here. I just think you were talking the same time she was talking, so I couldn't understand both of you.
Oh, okay. I'll be quiet for a minute. How's that?
Oh, well, my comment was I have the fire dome. I always forget to wear it, but I don't have the silver dome. What is the difference?
Okay, the fire dome is a blood detoxifier, but it doesn't do anything in the brain because it has no silver. You have to have silver as an orgone frequency on a pyramid in order for it to work in the process of detoxing the brain. Silver is a very important element. If you study amulets and things back down through the ages, you'll find that silver, along with gold, but silver was often favored over gold for certain medical treatments, you know, especially for the last 1,000 years with different ancient races. Silver was very popular. And it wasn't because it was less expensive is because it had a different action on the body. And so anyhow, that's important. You need to get that one. The one you've got now is works if people have arthritis. It clears the blood and it reduces the swelling. The swelling, actually, the pyramid doesn't do anything, but it causes the body to overcome a barrier that reduces the swelling on the body, so the arthritis goes down. That's what that one was for a blood cleanser. But we're talking about a brain detoxifier here. It's a completely different way to go. And you people go on fast. People will go from eating meat to vegetarians to becoming, you know, very strict in their diets, even vegans. And then they go on a fast for 30 days, like, what's his name, Dick Gregory used to do, just drink water. None of that will detox the brain like the Power Dome will. It just doesn't do the job because it doesn't put the vibration in. Water won't do that. Even distilled water won't do that. Distilled water will remove some heavy metal poisoning, but it will also remove all the minerals from your body. So unless you're putting minerals back in, then it's not too cool to have the minerals. Deionized or distilled water. Distilled water is very popular in fasting, but also not very healthy.
Yeah,
just so you know.
So let me ask you this. I have a condition called blepharospasm.
Yeah,
which is a neurologic disorder. So would the Fire Dome help that too?
What are the symptoms?
Cramping eyelids.
Cramping all over the body, or muscles, or legs, or arms, or what?
No, just the eyelids.
Oh, okay.
So the eyelids cramp closed.
They close down on you, or what?
Yeah, I have to take Botox shots to keep my eyelids open.
Okay, so you're over-energizing. What you've got is a feedback problem in the central nervous system. That also could
Correct.
Be coming from your brain. I would say that wasn't a blood problem, you know, just guessing. I've never treated that before, but I would say that would be a problem with the brain. Because remember, all the electrical signals are, the brain is like a computer. And you have a hormonal system, but you have seven different endocrine glands, and each one is responsible for one of seven functioning systems in the body. And you have three nervous systems, the autonomic, sympathetic, and parasympathetic nervous systems. And you're describing a autonomic problem, which would be the part of your body that it makes you breathe, causes your eyes to blink, your heart to beat. So that's a central nervous system problem, and that would be systemic from digestive problems, which could then relate back to allergies. So it's to me, just talking to you on the phone, kind of on a clinical level, I see that you have allergies that are caused by blockages in the brain, which are causing systemic autonomic nerve malfunctions. That's kind of how you put it in a nutshell. That'll help you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you need to get a silver Power Dome. And then drink a lot of water. And the best water to drink is, you know, we use the Arrowhead in the big 5-gallon tank. Good spring water that's purified. That works quite well. And then vitamin C also works well with the therapy. And you want to get a vitamin C that is an ester C, which is a mineral form of vitamin C, which won't acidify your body. Rose hips and those types of vitamin Cs often put so much acid in the body, it contraindicates what you're trying to accomplish with it in the first place. Chromium picolinate is another thing that you might want to add. Chromium picolinate might be another thing for you to look at, too.
I take about 30 things a day. Is that too many?
Well, it all depends on what they are. One thing I wouldn't be taking is anything with copper in it. You taking anything with copper
what
in it?
What about magnesium stearate? It looks like all these supplements have magnesium stearate.
Yeah, they use it as a base.
It's okay.
I heard it's unhealthy.
It's more of a filler than anything else. Are you taking our vitamins?
No.
Okay. Do you have to eat food with the vitamins you're taking?
I don't know. I just take half of them after breakfast and half of them with my evening meal. But
okay, well,
I'm just
so you're taking your vitamins
on my
with
own.
Meals.
I don't have any instructions.
Yeah, you're taking your vitamins with meals, and that's a problem because a true vitamin formula contains the digestive enzymes, and you need to take the, in order for vitamins to work, you have to have a blood-brain barrier crossing at the digestive phase. When you have food in your mixed with your vitamins, the food is so heavy in your small intestine that it can no longer allow the vitamin to cross the blood-brain barrier, and typically the vitamin won't work, okay? It won't do anything. It will just be passed along to the large intestine and broken down there and passed out through the body. That's typically what happens with vitamins. So that's why, you know, 25 years ago, we developed a formula that would only be taken on an empty stomach so that every ingredient would cross the blood-brain barrier, okay? And we call that our full spectrum formula. So you might want to look into that. It's on our website. And then you don't have to take anything else but that. You can just take that, and you'll be fine. You might want to increase it with our trace minerals, which are called Pirilo. But if you get on the vitamins and the Pirilo and the Silver Power Dome, your life is going to change drastically. I imagine those spots will go away.
Okay. Very good. And I'll check in with the chiropractor on if he can figure out what I'm allergic to so I can stop eating it.
Yes, you will get your allergies covered with this program I'm telling you about, but you will always be fighting that because obviously in your immune system, remember the immune system is devised so that it detects antigens or alien intruders in the body. And if you become allergic to something, okay, and then you're not allergic to it, the probability that you, if you let your guard down, you'll become allergic to it again. So it's good to find out what the allergies are. And when you find out, give us a call on the, you know, call on the radio show and give us an update, because I'm sure that Steve and I would like to hear what the results are.
Absolutely.
May I ask Steve a question? For an allergy test. It's well worth it, you know. I'm curious myself to see what it is, but you're describing an allergy condition.
Yeah.
Anytime you have a melanin or skin reaction, it's because something in the bloodstream is upsetting the delicate balance of the outer skin. Remember, the skin is the largest organ in the body. And when it gets upset by something, it's going to react. And I'm saying I have allergies just like you do. We all have them after you get to a certain age on some areas. But I use the Power Dome every day and have for 40 years. And so I don't get any reaction from the allergies because I know pretty much what they are, where they're coming from, and I avoid that particular substance anyway. You know, for example, I don't do well on red meat. I don't do too well on wines with high nitrate levels. I like to drink skim milk, but I don't do a lot of eggs. I used to be allergic to eggs. I got over that, but the cholesterol factor is not worth the taste of an egg, so I might have them a few times a year. So I've learned any kind of pork, sausage, any of those kinds of foods, those preservative chemicals, I'm allergic to those. So I avoid that stuff like the plague, you know. You see older people with these, like, brown spots on their skin, liver spots. That's because they are eating things and have eaten things that they've been allergic to for a long time, and it's damaged the liver. And it shows up on the skin as these brown spots. And pretty much everybody gets them at a certain age. It's just how many you get. Some people are covered with them. Others have one here and there, you know. Because there's nothing, this world is so polluted that everybody's going to be allergic to something. It just isn't the perfect place to be anymore, you know.
And the government knows that. That's why they're trying to get rid of all natural and raw foods and give us all chemicals. They just want to kill everybody, you know, population control. So that's how that goes. What do you got to say about that?
In the meantime, hey, Steve, how is the necklace doing for me?
Your necklace is doing beautiful, honey. I was checking that out. You're doing fine.
Good. Wonderful. When do you feel that I can actually wear both of them together?
Excuse me?
When do you feel I could actually wear both of them together?
I don't think that would be a very good idea. Not right now. Both of them are extremely powerful, and I think that I would get used to your nuclear receptor much more than to wear the projector right now. You can wear the projector, but I think I would give it a little bit to your to the nuclear receptor sets in, honey.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to look at it this way. The receptor is your battery charger, and the projector is your transmitter. So anytime you go to a transmitting station where they broadcast things, they have to have a power source. And if they don't have if the power source is batteries, eventually the transmitter won't work anymore. So they recharge the batteries. And your body has a certain amount of electricity in it, so many millivolts at the brain level, sometimes as high as 90 of them, which is a tenth of a volt, which is quite high. And it's not uncommon to have 8 or 10 millivolts and even 100, 150 microvolts in your central nervous system. So when you put the receptor on, that voltage goes up incredibly. When you have projectors on, you're transmitting your thoughts to actions through quantum world, and as a result of the tunneling process, the searching process that goes on when you're wearing that thing, it's going to run your battery down. If you put them both on at once, what happens is the battery starts fighting with the transmitter. It gets too much voltage on it, and it's not easy to feel what's going on. I'll wear my receptor maybe for a month, then I wear my projector for a month, and then I kind of flip them back and forth that way. Right now I've been wearing my receptor for 2 months. I got it on right now because I haven't felt the need of the projector. The things I wanted to happen with the projector happened, and so I don't want to over happen things. I don't want to get too many things going because then I can't honor all the commitments. So the projector right now is parked, you know. When things slow down, it goes on and things pick up. That's kind of how it works.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, due to these allergies and all that, I'm just wearing the nuclear receptor a lot to reach.
Yeah, that's okay. That's good. But I can say you need a silver power dome. It would really help you out. Because that receptor is not going to detox your brain. They don't do that. There's only one thing we make that does it, and it's been proven to work. I presented this back, I don't know if you remember it or not, but the Schick Center. Remember the Schick Center for people that were smoking years ago? It was out here in California. It was all over the country. And if you had a smoking problem, you go to the Schick Center. It's called S-C-H-I-C-K Center. It's like a rehab place. And you paid, you know, $400 or $500, $1,000 to stop smoking. So I met the president of the Schick Center. I presented one of my pyramids to him to detour smokers. He took it into his clinic at the Schick Center, one in L.A., the main one, tried it on a few patients, called me up 2 weeks later and said, I'm going to give you this pyramid back. And I said, how come? He says, it works so well that I'll go out of business. I don't want people to recover this fast. I got to do it the way I do it, or I won't make any money. I said, thanks for the information, took the pyramid back. Matter of fact, the guy that gave him the pyramid was Joe Cocker, the singer, because he had a smoking problem. And and then I got it back. But, I mean, I think I had Joe keep it, actually, because he wanted it. And I had the same thing with Frank Zappa back when he was him and the Mothers of Invention. He had a real smoking problem. And when one of my medical doctors that I worked with at the time handed him a pyramid to put on his head for his smoking problem, he says, they finally invented something I can use, quote, unquote, Frank Zappa. So we've had some fun with him. In fact, his ex-wife, Frank's ex-wife, called me, sent me an email about 2 months ago. She wanted to get back in touch. She reminded me of Frank and the the pyramid that he had and how he used it. And he says, I know you never met me. You knew Frank and the band, but I knew the Mothers of Invention very well. Rick Lancelot was one of my clients, his bass player. And she says, I remember you from them pyramids. I want to get some more back into this, you know? So that's how it goes.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, huh, Steve?
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very
cool. Well, I hadn't talked to Frank Zappa since 76, you know? All these years.
Well, thank you very much.
You're quite welcome.
Well, yeah, give us a call. Let us know what happens.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will. Thank you.
Yeah, if you need some help with the receptor, call me, honey.
Okay. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Dr. Bell.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's a nice person.
Oh, very
nice. And she's wise to use the radio show as a method of sharing.
Yeah.
Because if she called in and wanted all this information, she'd be paying like $450 an hour, you know, because that's what I charge when I have to do this, you know, for a client. If somebody has a terminal disease, and I know them personally, I'll work on that for nothing. But I'm just, these chronic problems, you know, they take up time and energy, and you have to charge for them. However, when they buy a product, the 100% of what they were charged for is immediately taken away. So I'm just trying to cover my time and my overhead here, which is quite high with all these people working out here, you know. So that's fun. That was a good one.
Very good.
Typical brain detox with the Power Dome. Have you used that Power Dome for detoxing any of your clients?
I use it to detoxify myself. I give it to clients to take home.
What do they say?
Said they feel better.
Yeah.
They actually feel better. And,
you ever had any smokers that hadn't been smoking in a while and have that experience with their urine?
I only have, with all the clients that I have, I only have one client that smokes, and he's a hairdresser.
Yeah. But how about any of your clients that smoked in the last 10 years that quit?
They quit. Geez, that's a good one, Fred. Should I give them the silver Power Dome, let them take it home and see what happens?
Yeah, they're going to need it for 4 to 6 weeks, though.
That's all right.
Yeah.
That's okay.
And tell them to watch their urine, you know.
Okay.
Because they're gonna and I smoked when it happened to me. I smoked 2 packs of Camels or Lucky Strikes a day, which were unfiltered. Remember the old Camels and Lucky Strikes?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
This is back in the early to mid '60s, and that's when I was at NASA. Because we had to work 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. We got Christmas and Thanksgiving off, those 2 days.
Right, right.
I did that for 2 years. And smoking was a deterrent from sheer boredom, you know. Twice I ended up in a hospital with food poisoning from the coffee machine. I drank coffee and smoked cigarettes. I was the worst example of what I am not today then. That's why I got into holistic healing. When I got out of the government, I was a wreck. You know, just put it this way. I didn't know any better. The only thing I knew was vitamin E. It got rid of my pain and got rid of my varicose veins that I developed when I was 19 years old. Because I was on my feet in these cement hangars building spaceships, you know. And I worked different shifts. We worked 12 hours a day. These weren't 8-hour-a-day shifts.
Wow.
You worked midnight to noon, and then you worked, and then you could switch over if you wanted to take a vacation. You worked from noon to midnight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like the midnight, the noon shift, but that's a mother, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Because your body really needs to sleep in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah.
Get off at noon and try to go to bed and get up at midnight. That was pure hell. That's why
that
I smoked.
That had to be tough.
Yeah.
Do they still do that, do you think, Fred?
I haven't smoked pretty much since then. And I quit. And the day I walked out of there was the day I quit. Right.
Wonderful.
On the spot. I didn't need cigarettes anymore.
Wonderful. Good for you.
Yeah, we're down. I guess we never did get the whenever they get the...
Well, I see it here on mine. I have two messages.
Yeah, what do you see?
I see 832. Gosh, they keep putting advertisements on the middle of the broadcast. And 850, I'm looking forward to detoxing my brain. So evidently somebody is calling in.
Yeah, but that he's not watching it. He's watching it on Ustream. He's not watching it on BBS. BBS never came on today. Interesting.
Huh.
They must have lost the codes or something. Yeah, there's nothing here. I don't think
this is
here.
Working here, so.
Wait, maybe it did come on finally. Hang on. Oh, wait, it clips over to Ustream.
Huh.
Ustream is working.
Yeah.
And my arm. I'll show you. All the scrapes. Working on a farm out here. Look at all the scrapes. Doing stuff all up and down my arm.
Yeah, I see it.
I'm constantly scraping my arms up, doing things out here. I don't know how. I'm pretty clumsy, I guess, as a farmer. But I sure enjoy the heck out of it.
Well, it's good, then. It's good that you're enjoying it.
Yeah, it's healthy. I tell you what, though, out here it's been humid and hot. And I sweat all day long. It feels great at 5 o'clock to take my shower. But Buddy and I take a shower together, don't we, Buddy? But he loves to take a shower with Dad. He showers with Dad.
Yeah.
So that feels good. But boy, you want to talk about detoxing in the weather we got out here, and it only lasts for a couple of months, and I really enjoy it because I feel so good.
Right.
Yeah, when I'm out there sweating like that.
Yeah, because you'll get rid of all your
healthy,
impurities.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, we're out of time, so
okay,
we gotta
go. All right, that was fun tonight.
It was quick.
Yeah.
And we got, you know, you get the right callers and the right energy going. And I'm going to go down to Louisiana in a couple of weeks. We'll probably do reruns. We're coming back to New York. I made the deal. The show is at the end of October, I believe, on the 1st of November. I made a deal for a table back there.
Okay.
But we'll be coming back there. Go ahead and put your phone number out.
Sure. My phone number is 585-746-8321. And if you need some questions answered, I'm more than happy to help you.
And my number is 1-800-729-2603. You can email me at Dr. as Fred Bell at Paradigm.com. We are pretty much out of here. Right, Buddy Boo? And we'll see you next week, Steve. Work on that meditation.